Hello?
Hey, Eli, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Squash. How you doing this Thursday?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Good to hear. So I'm just giving you a follow-up call regarding first page placement on Google for your business. You remember the conversation we had, right?
Yes, sir. Hang on. I'm going inside.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. I'm in.
Okay, perfect. So is this still something you want to move forward with, Eli?
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I just wanted to make sure. So let me just double check. I think I verified all the information before. One quick second here. Okay, so the next step, what we need to do is assign a technician to your company, schedule your client interview with them. Remember, this is where they go over all the fun stuff, keyword phrases, color scheme of your website, et cetera. Before I jump into scheduling that, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you, Eli, which will outline our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts.
I'm going to tell you, man, I've done this before, and I'm not saying you are, but I got took.
Okay, you definitely don't have to worry about that with us. We've been in
business
17 years, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we are a Google Premier partner. Who did you use before? Just curious.
You know, it happened so long ago, I can't remember who it was, but they talked me into it, and I got leaked. Sure enough, took the money out of my account, but they didn't. I was supposed to be already doing all this, but yeah.
I'm sorry that
didn't
happen.
To
you. It's happened to some of my other clients before, so I'm not like shocked, right? But with us, you don't have to worry about that. Like I mentioned, we're a Google Premier partner, 17 years. That's why we make it month to month, no contracts, because we're confident once you see the results in this, you'll stick it out with us.
Right. And you can understand my...
I do.
Okay, we're going to try this again. And I know people do it. It happens. Because, yes, I Googled it, and I Googled stuff. But, and when you say on the front page, does that mean like I'm going to be third or fourth or...
Within the first three in the map section on the first page of Google and also Bing, you're getting 60 online directories, a custom Google-compliant website, and a tracking and reporting system.
Okay, so hang on just a minute. There's another buddy who must tell me, yeah, and then they pay for all that. You don't show up till they go way down through the pages, and you need to watch out for that. I don't know, man.
No, so the first page of Google is there's only three companies that show up in the map section. That's where we're talking about listing you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hang on just a minute.
Yes, take your time.
I got to get my wallet. Just now went back to work yesterday, and boy, it's crazy, and I don't feel good. And
I remember you had COVID, right?
I still do.
Got you. Yeah, it knocked me out when I got it. You know, I didn't feel right for the first, like, probably month after getting it, you know? But it went away, and now I feel like $1 million. So, and it's probably been, I got it in January, so it's been about 6 months now, you know?
Yeah, I'm only, it was last week when it hit me heavy. I'm trying not to tell people to stay away from me, so I went to work and by myself, the crew and everybody stay away from me and just leave me alone.
Right.
So I
right.
damn sure don't want to give this to nobody.
Yeah, definitely. You know what's crazy, man, is like it doesn't seem like if you get vaccinated or not, you still get it, you know. So it's crazy for sure.
Yeah. I've heard this and that. Okay, I'm back in the house.
I'm actually messaging. So one of my coworkers, I've known her for years. She's amazing. She gave us some type of like brew, like some type of concoction we made, and it made us feel like way better. So I'm just asking her what that is too, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm over the hard part of it, but now everybody's like, oh, good, you're back to normal. No, I just got over it last week. There ain't no back to normal about it. I can't taste or eat nothing. I've lost a lot of weight and strength, but
you got to keep it going.
So this
remedy she gave us, because we lost our taste too, we did it, and our taste came back. Like, we felt better, like almost like by the next day, you know? So I just messaged her. I'm just waiting for her to reply, but I'll definitely share that with you, you know? It was amazing. My wife put it together, but it was the business for sure.
Did it have tequila in it?
No. We don't even drink, me and my wife. So I forget what it got in it. I know it tasted god awful though, you know, but it got us better, man. So
yeah, so get a jug of tequila. Well, I don't like tequila.
I don't either. That's why I stopped drinking. Was because
it'll make you sick for the first day, but it cures it or helped me. Trying to go that route.
Right. No, it's not that in it. I'm waiting for her to respond. As soon as she does, I'll give that to you for sure. So the billing information for the card, though, it's the P.O. box, right? The 2008?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. And the name on the card, is it Eli Joy, or is there a middle initial?
Yes.
Too? Okay.
There's a middle initial, Eli G. Joy.
Got it. G like George, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's my bank card. It's debit, MasterCard, on the back of it.
Okay. All right, so it should start with a 5. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
5101 3 9200.
Okay.
11/28/1684. Expiration? 7/24.
All right. And the 3-digit code on the back?
748.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Eli, is I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. So it reads like
this is one of these con artist things.
Definitely is not. I'm even going to show you in your invoice in a second everything again that's included.
Right.
Everything.
And you can understand me being leery.
I do. I'd say probably like, I don't know, like 4 out of 5 of my clients have had a bad experience with another company. So I'm not shocked with what you're telling me. But I am 100% positive we're going to deliver you results.
Okay, man.
All right.
Because I'm not really in the mood or shape or form to be took again.
No, 100%. We are definitely not going to take you. You're going to see everything in writing. And more importantly, you're going to see the results.
Awesome. All right.
So here's how the voice verification reads. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Joy Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
All right.
Eli Joy, I'm the owner.
Perfect. Are you
sole proprietor?
Got it. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't know.
So all that means is we don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. So we're doing like your website, we're doing your Google optimization, right? If you plan on doing anything else, we're never going to tell you no. Just run it by us. That way we can make sure we're not already doing it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is July 7th, 2022. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $149 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Eli, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We are going to strive month in and month out to make this a long-term relationship with you. Congratulations.
I hope so. I hope so.
You're going to love this. That last part's my favorite to read. We really do work hard for you. You're going to love this.
All right. And then I got, well, of course, we'll get into that later, but I got some pictures on my phone. I was just at the job site today, and some customers and everybody, they got pictures. And well, we need to get this rating up because of that crazy, stupid thing.
I remember
where that one lady came up with this. And then now and since then, the Better Business Bureau called me because I was with them, and they was talking about if I pay them money and I go with them, they can eliminate or get rid of that, what she done, and I don't know if I need to follow those steps or not. I don't know.
On the BBB you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take a look real fast.
And it's got that one lady on.
I remember the Yelp one, you know. Let me take a look at the BBB, though. Let's see, not rated. Da, 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 da.
And then with the, otherwise, we were perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one crazy lady.
Everybody, right? And there's, like you said, there's crazy people out there. So, what we're going to do to kind of counteract that is we're going to get you more 5-star reviews on Google. Regarding the BBB, there's no complaint showing on the BBB, so there really shouldn't be anything you have to do with them in order to get rid of it, because it's not on there.
Huh.
Okay.
So, I wonder where that's at. It showed up.
It's on Yelp. Yeah, that's where it's at. Oh. On Yelp is the 1-star review, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we can counteract that?
Yeah, with Google. So we're going to get, because the majority of your leads and calls from this are going to come through Google. So what we're going to do, okay, is we're going to build up your 5-star reviews on Google. Okay? But Yelp's weird. Sometimes they make you pay to show reviews. And I would just
I don't want to pay for something not to lie about it, but, you know, it's not like that. It's just simply 100% is not true.
Exactly. Yeah.
What that lady put on there is, and now with the customer, I was just there today and yesterday, and man, I get continued work from him, and I told him about it, and it's like, no, man, that's bull.
Right. Right. No, she wrote like a book, man. It looks crazy. But we're gonna build your reviews up, and anytime you get a new review, you're alerted, right? In your tracking system, we send you a text and an email too. So you're gonna know when these new reviews are coming, and we even set up a platform for us to be able to respond to them for you. You know? So I'll show, we'll show you how to do all that. Okay.
And if I'm in the wrong, I'm in the wrong, man. Yes, sir.
Right. Well, when you respond, when you respond to the reviews, like let's say we make a mistake or something and you respond to the reviews, now that gives you a chance to go make it up to the client if that was to happen. But when they're just blatantly lying or whatever, like it's crazy that they even allow those reviews to be on there, you know. But that's why it's important to respond to those too, because let them know, like, hey, this isn't even my client, you know. But
when you read that, it's bogus. The lady from the BBB got a hold of me, and she said that she put in her notes or whatever that I put nails in front of her tires and tried to flatten her tires, and I mean, it goes on and on. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
No. I'm not that kind of person.
Right. You don't sound like that kind of person at all. That's
no.
Crazy,
heck
man.
No.
Yeah.
But then everybody else that's had business dealings with her, I've heard about since then, she done the same thing to them. But boy, she blasted me and. Unfortunately, she knew how to do it at the time, it was a Better Business Bureau that called me and told me she was doing this, and it's like, man, I don't know what to tell you. It's simply not true.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't see any complaint that was filed on the BBB, but they would know better. They're the BBB, right? So, I see it as Yelp. But don't worry, with the reviews and the optimization we're going to do for you, it's going to bury that review, you know.
And then just the other ones, and my other buddy, he works for me, he said, and these other people frequently call, and he said, man, you got a bunch of great reviews, and I guess that would be through Home Advisor when I was with them.
Yeah, so you have 6 verified reviews on Home Advisor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are 5 stars, and you have 1 that's a 3 star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that work to our advantage, or we just forget about that, or?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because we're gonna build your Google reviews up. That's where people look. And here's the thing: with Angie Leads or Home Advisor. If you were to leave them in the future, once your listing is taken down, and usually it takes a year for it to go down, you lose all those reviews. With Google, even if you're not using our service, you still have all your 5-star reviews. So they stay with you. You know, so it'll...
Or in my case, 4-star.
on your Google listing, there's no review that was left, right? So your Google listing, we can make that a 5-star, no problem. But with Yelp, it's a 1-star, right? Like you can only get up to 4.9 on the Yelp listing.
I don't even know what Yelp is.
Yeah. If people don't say Yelp it, they say Google it, you know? So trust me, building your Google reviews up is going to be really helpful. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for your client interview, the soonest available time they have is 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. They have as late as 5 p.m. and all the slots in between. What time works best for you?
Let's do it at 9.
All right, perfect. So let me book that in. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It's going to say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview. And EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And Eli, they will be calling you from our 877 number. Okay, so definitely save that in your phone when you get a chance. Okay?
All right.
So that's
and just for what it's worth, I get 3 to 4 of these phone calls a day.
So we actually have a system. That was one of the biggest complaints from our clients, is that they were getting like robocalls and, you know, and they're going to happen no matter what, using our service or not. So our CEO of the company, he put together a system where we could block the robocalls and spam calls from coming through to you to try to like keep the junk out. And also a cool feature, and I'm going to get you logged into it in 1 second here. In your tracking system, there's a section that says feedback. Anything you write in there, Eli, our CEO, Dave, is the one that reviews all of that. You know, so he's really hands-on is what I'm saying. Now, we sent you 2 more emails. They're going to be from local Splash support. One's your welcome email welcoming you aboard, and the other is your initial invoice. Do you see those in your inbox now?
No, somebody's trying to call in. As we're speaking, the phones are bleeping.
Okay, got you. Got you.
I can't.
You can't pull it up?
And I'm old school with my phone. I got an old school phone. I'm old school. And, yeah, right now as we're talking, somebody else trying to sell me something.
Got you. And like I said, we could help you block those robocalls and spam calls, and it's at no additional charge.
Well, and I'll tell you what got me on this one, I ain't going to lie to you, I'm going to be a straight shooter.
Please.
I know I've been wanting to do this. I want to expand my business, and then we got sick COVID, da-da-da-da, but I got so many of them, they call me and they can't even speak English. They can't say my name right, and I try to talk to them, and I can't. And then they get ugly with me, and I'm like, man, I can't understand you. I'm not being rude. I'm not being ugly. But they're going to talk to me, and I'm like, you know, I speak English, and it's not Mexican or anything, speak of some of that, but it's just so fast and da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, I can't, there's no way I can have a conversation.
Right. And I hear you 100%. I get those, like, car warranty calls like that, you know?
Hell
yeah.
Like,
man, I'm like, it just, you know, like, yeah. I don't need a warranty on my, I bought my car, you know? I'm good, man. But,
you got one in, you're not going to insure my old truck. I've got insurance on it. I run the crap out of it. You ain't, yeah.
Yeah, stay away from that stuff, man. But I want to get you logged in your tracking system, though. So if you're not able to pull up the invoice right now, let me just explain it to you. So when you pull it up, the fifth line down, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, Eli, it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you, okay? At the bottom, it's going to ask you to check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box below that for you to type your name in and hit confirm. That is going to take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking system. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and email and text you your login credentials now for your tracking system. Okay.
Okay.
One quick second. All right, so those are coming at you now. Now, when you get in there to the tracking system, it's going to say connect your Google listing. Don't worry about that. They'll do that in the client interview with you. But what you do want to get a jump on is if you click on business info and scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll say media, and that's where you're able to add your photos. Okay? If you forget all of that, right, when you're doing it, just call me, and I'll walk you through it, you know?
Right, because I was talking about that. I got a few on my phone, and then today I was with a customer. He goes, man, I got pictures, and I can regroup and revamp all this. And then the fact there's 2 customers here, well, I got pictures, and my old phone died, and I had pictures on it from years of service, and I don't know how this is going to work.
Those photos
go
big time with the website we're creating and the Google listing. So we make it super easy to add them in your tracking system. Plus, you want to get familiar with that tracking system because that's where you're able to see all your results, like how many searches, clicks, calls, views to the website you're actually getting. We literally track everything here.
All right.
Okay. So definitely log into that. If you're not able to pull it up now, just pull it up when you're off the phone with me. That way you can get logged into it. And then if you need me to walk you through it, just call me back and I could do that no problem. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
hey,
let me
write this down.
Yeah, my phone number?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to write this down. Put it on the calendar. Because I'm probably going to have her help me with it. And the number is
877-635-6225.
All right.
My extension is 711.
All right. And I'll probably have her help me through this because, like I said, I am so computer illiterate.
Yeah, we'll walk
but I'm learning.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
For sure.
And I
think
90%
of my clients aren't very good on computers. We take care of all that for you, you know.
I'm old school. I go out and do the work.
Yeah, we make it simple, too. Like, you'll have your tracking system, and we also provide you with an app that you can download on your phone.
So the customer today goes, I can download and send it, you know, through my phone. I've got pictures. He goes, man, I've got pictures. And the neighbor, yeah, we'll send them to you. But I don't know whether I should get them via email or just regular text or I don't know.
Because if you get them via text, then you could save them on your phone, and then you can add them from your phone to the tracking system. If you have them sent via email, then you can save them on your computer, and then you're able to add them on the tracking system from your computer. So either way, you could do it. And if you ever have trouble doing it, don't just, you know, like throw your hands up and say, hey, you know what, I'm not doing it. Just call us, and we'll walk you through it. We'll make it super easy.
Okay.
Like, we'll give you step-by-step instructions of exactly how to do it. You know, our technicians are really, really good. Okay?
All right.
Now, I have a couple more questions for you. The tech side wants to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone call, email, or text from us?
Text is great.
All right. So I'm going to put text message preferred. Just so you know, they're still doing all three, though. Phone call, email, and text, but I'll put text preferred.
Right.
Super important. Okay, that's going to be via phone call. They're going to call you at 9 a.m. between 9 and 10,
okay? Okay, I'll make sure I answer that.
Perfect. Super important. That way we can get it all rolling. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
We are.
Okay, perfect. So it's not necessary to be licensed and insured to show up on the first page of Google, but it does help you rank higher and faster on the first page, and it qualifies you for our Google Guarantee Program, which I'm the main person that sets those accounts up. Let's get you started, Go ahead.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Yeah,
in the concrete business that I'm in, I'm concrete. There is no license. It's not like plumber or electrician or whatever. In concrete, it's pretty much like you do yard mowing. There is no license in the state of Texas that you can acquire to be a licensed concrete contractor. So there is, when I say I'm licensed, yeah, I'm registered with the state of Texas as far as my DBA goes, but there is no license.
Right, but you have like a business EIN, right? Like it's a registered.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, yeah, that's perfectly
fine. I'm registered under the state of Texas as Joy Construction.
Okay, perfect.
But as far as a license, you know, I get that question. I mean, I go job to job. Like the last two, what I'm on right now, I'm licensed with the city. I bought a license under my name to do said work, but there's no state license or anything in concrete.
Right, right. So, yeah, the business EIN or the registration would count as your license.
Yeah, there is no such a thing.
Yeah.
But it don't exist. You can't. I can't go to any company or any entity or anything and say, hey, I want to be licensed. There isn't. It just. Now, electric, plumbing, et cetera, yes. There is, you have to have a license and be la-di-da-di, but concrete work, there is none.
Got it.
And we go job to job.
Google Guarantee is not even available yet for that particular industry for concrete, but once it does become available, I'd be the one reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'd be new to me. Let's go get our license. I know I can pass it.
Right.
And my buddy, he's a plumber, and he goes, you need to start that up because you could be the one that says you get a license or not because you've been doing it your whole life. Okay, well.
Oh, what's it called? So everything's set up, just so you know. My friend I was telling you about that remedy, right? She messaged me back, too. So she said it's Invermectin and pure vitamin C that she makes. I'm not sure if that helps. I know my
what
wife.
What was the first one?
It's called Invermectin. Ivermectin.
Okay.
Ivermectin. And then pure vitamin C. So I guess I know my wife, she like stirred it together, gave it to us, and we felt amazing, man.
Huh. Let me write that down.
Yeah, yeah. Ivermectin. I'll spell it to you.
All right.
I, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, I as in Indio, N as in Nancy, and then pure vitamin C.
Everness and pure vitamin C. All right.
Now she
That's
told me
funny
this too. She said the ivermectin has to be 1.87 only. So I don't know if there's different percents or what, but she put 1.87 only.
Only, all right. Well, I've been doing not out of that, but I've been just out of it. The only thing I can eat or whatever is oranges.
Oh yeah, I love oranges. I eat oranges like as much as I can.
And that's vitamin C.
Right, yeah. Right. I know my wife. She stirred the stuff together though. It was I think it was this must be what it was because she's the one that told us. So ivermectin and then pure vitamin C. Probably just Google it or put it on Amazon or something. You should be able to find it. She said ivermectin's kind of sold out, though, right now, but definitely check.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, our taste was gone, came back within a day, and we felt way better.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. All right. Well, cool tip. I got it wrote down.
Yes, sir. She messaged me a little while ago. I just seen it, though.
That's fine.
Yeah. So you're set up for tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 10. They'll be calling you from our 877 number. If you ever have questions, Eli, just call me directly, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Congratulations again. Trust me, you're going to love this. And look out for that call tomorrow. Very, very important. Okay?
Yeah, I will take the call in the morning, and I hope this is not BS.
It's not BS, I promise you. 17
awesome.
Years. I've been with the company 5 years. you know? You have an A-plus rating.
Well, you know what got me was your gal that first called for you did. She spoke English. I could understand her.
Right, right. No, that.
And I've been trying this, but... And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not being ugly. I'm not being nothing like that. But when I can't understand you, I, you know, just don't,
Right. No, I get it 100%, you know. Some of our texts on that side have, like, accents or whatever, but you can understand them perfectly. You know?
Well, I understand all that too, but when and I'm like, no,
I
can't. You need
I get
to slow down.
And I just hang up. You know, I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
It's same thing. I don't try to be rude. It's just, man, how like.
Well, I'm not. I know they're doing a job, but
yeah.
By golly, I'm sorry. I'm not from. Your country, wherever, if I was, I could understand it very
right.
plain.
You know what's crazy? We have accents to them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No
true.
Doubt.
I have a good friend. She's British, you know, and it's just awesome when she talks, man. Like, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she the other day, she was like, just so you guys all know, you guys have the accent, not me.
Right.
I was like, oh, that, it was so
but funny. I'm not in Britain either.
Right, exactly, yeah. But no, it's that. It's when she talks. I love it when she cusses too. Like hearing a British accent when they cuss, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. No. But yeah, try that ivermectin and the pure vitamin C. Trust me, it really worked. And with this program, you're gonna love it. Okay, Eli.
Cool.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, you have a great rest of your night, okay? Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
All right, sir. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.